This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. A couple of things I want to talk about this morning. First, the announcement that our farmers will once again get a limited supply of irrigation water from Upper Klamath Lake. Granted, it's a lot more than last year, but still. If they can't give our irrigators a full supply of water and supply water to the refuge, which desperately needs it this year, well, when will they? We've had one of the wettest and snowiest winters we've seen in quite some time. Way above average. After all, that's what the government loves to shove down our throat when we have a dry year. Average. So why the hesitation to supply water? Once again, we're seeing a tiny population of California residents that are insisting that we flush our Oregon water uselessly down the river to the ocean for their benefit. And our government does it. Stupid? You bet. But again, after a year like we've had, how on earth are they not granting full delivery of water to everyone this year? It certainly shows their hand that, regardless of snowpack and winter conditions, they're clearly dedicated to holding the basin hostage year after year to further their own agenda. Government at its finest. Speaking of government, have you seen what the Biden administration is working on regarding your money? They're working hard on developing a digital currency. Not a cryptocurrency, but a digital currency. Their idea is to do away with actual money in favor of a system the government controls and monitors regarding everything you spend. They could literally watch every cent you make and every cent you spend. Talk about Big Brother. So let's take a look at this. First, there would be no cash transactions. Everything would have to be done in digital currency. You couldn't, say, buy a rifle from your neighbor without using digital currency. And, of course, the government would know right away you bought that rifle from your neighbor. Taking it further, they could move to block your account for any purchase of an additional firearm from anyone if they so desired. Think about gasoline and their push for electric vehicles. At some point, they could simply deny you the ability to use your digital currency to buy gasoline. Scary, isn't it? Anything and everything you buy and every transaction you make would be monitored and recorded by the federal government. These are the same fine people that pay, I don't know, $700 to federal contractors for a hammer, yet they're going to go ahead and monitor your spending and tell you how to spend your money. As is evidenced by their actions, they can't even manage our irrigation water in an above-water year. Yet they want to tell you how to spend your money. Now think about that, and it'll scare you to death. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.